The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, it's the Fox World Travel Show with Dayton Kane. And when she's in town, Rose Gray, when she's not traveling the world. I was not here last week, actually. So glad to be back. How are you?
I am really good. Thanks, Libby, for filling in for Dayton. We had some laughs. It was a good time. How was your bracket?
I don't do the bracket because I have no clue. Is yours going still strong?
I am in a much better position than a lot of people that took Iowa to go all the way.
Yeah, who did right? That? So many upsets going on that I've been hearing about. So.
Exactly. And honestly, what a fun time of the year, right? I mean, you wouldn't think it is driving here in drizzle and 36 degree weather, but it's the Masters is coming up, the NCAA tournament, the news about Devontae Adams had everybody spinning. But I have got so much stuff going on, and I have to get it all in. So enough about brackets and basketball and football. You will not want to miss the second half of the show because we have a guest calling in, and that's all I'm saying about that. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you to everybody who joined us on Tuesday for our Holland America on stage event. It was well attended. We had some offers out there that we can talk about a little bit later that require that you book by the 31st of March or the 24th of March. I'll definitely look, but you have a little time, but not a lot of time to capitalize on those. Wonderful good news this past week. The UK has eliminated all testing and vaccine requirements for people entering effective yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's big
news.
So
way to go, UK. Aruba, effective today. No more need for COVID proof or a negative test to arrive to their country. You still have to have an arrival form that you have to fill out. You download it, and it's a health form. Let's call it what it is. And you do have to buy their Aruba insurance, and it's $30 a person or $10 if you're under 15.
Okay, so not bad.
Nothing bad at all like that. Other good news, things that happened over the weekend, during the week. Our friends at Apple Leisure Group came out with what they call their ENVS. If you can't remember that, you can do what I do and go old school and call it the charter flights. The charter flights.
There you go.
Exclusive nonstop vacation flights, ENVF. The charter flights. They've announced two already for the 2023 season.
Okay.
Come on. We've never had this before. So these are out of Chicago. Starting January 1, there will be daily service nonstop on Frontier Airlines from Chicago to Cancun until the 5th of August.
Okay.
So that whole year, you can fly nonstop to Cancun out of Chicago and Punta Cana daily from January 1 through August 4th, daily. Do you think Apple Leisure Group thinks people are going to start traveling next year?
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's a little bit.
I think we're all ready for it, for sure.
Oh, for sure. So that happened. We know that the TSA lines are long. What can you do to help yourself out and not be that person that says, what? Do you want me to get in line 2 hours or go to the airport 2 hours in 3 hours in advance on an international flight?
Right.
I'm not doing it. We've had people who have missed their flights.
Yeah.
Because the TSA lines are long. Remember, we're back up to pre-pandemic travel numbers here. We're there, and they haven't hired. They can't find TSA agents.
Right.
So get on it. We got to do it. So
Don't think you can get in there last minute and get through the line.
Exactly.
You just won't.
My favorite Canadian just sent me a text and said, don't forget to mention that you no longer need entry requirements for fully vaccinated customers or passengers arriving April 1.
The world is opening back up again.
It sounds like that to me.
Thank goodness.
We want to say that. We've got a great campaign going on with our good friends at Apple Vacations. You can travel until the 12th of December on this deal. Now, remember, the nonstop charters just came out to two destinations out of Chicago. You got to book by the 7th of April there are some blackout dates. You know it's going to be Easter, spring break.
Sure.
But there is up to a savings of up to $150 per booking only at Fox. It's an exclusive arrangement we made with our friends at Apple Leisure Group. So stay tuned for more information on that. So, and the CDC put the cruise ship level up to a level 2.
Which is?
Like moderate risk.
Okay, good.
So, oh my gosh. Do you think that was
enough
stuff?
You're excited today.
Oh my gosh.
It's good.
Good news. I am. It's like pre-pandemic stuff.
We haven't had this news in a while. So good to hear all this is opening up and people are getting ready to get out and see the world again. And it's exciting. So we'd love to hear what you've done, what you want to know about. We want your calls on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Rose Gray, ready to answer to them. And are there any travel shows coming up, like the events that we need to talk about this hour
we
yet?
We don't, but here's okay. The good thing. If they go to that tab that you love so much, which is the resources tab, anything that we've done virtually is there. So if you missed it or didn't sign up for it, you can hear it there.
So check that out during the break. More of the Fox World Travel Show coming up next on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, 917 on a Saturday. Thanks for being with us. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. And we love talking to you about what's going on in your travel world. Let's jump over to Jan in New Berlin. Good morning, Jan. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning, Rose. We are going to the Netherlands next month, and you require a test to get back home, to get on your airplane.
Right.
We've seen some things online that, like a virtual test. You order the test here, you bring it with you, you get some kind of a video observation of your test, and that gets you back on the airplane. We also know that Schiphol Airport, you can make an appointment to get tested. What's your suggestions? I'm a little nervous about these tests because some places say, well, we'll get it for you a little bit cheaper. It makes me nervous.
Okay. So you're contemplating buying one of those tests, but you feel uncomfortable about whether it will be accepted?
That is correct.
Okay. So I can speak from personal experience, well, secondhand personal experience. My son-in-law did it when he went to the UK this past May.
Okay.
And it worked like a charm. What they did is they had my daughter had it FedExed to his Airbnb. And he got it and he did it. And that's exactly what happens the way Jan described it. You have to have access to the internet because you're going to do what is the equivalent of a Zoom call with a medical professional who is going to. You know, because otherwise everybody would say, well, I took the test. I swear on this Bible that I did it, right? So, and it worked for him. But here's what I would do. I would absolutely consider finding a pharmacy that will do it for you. It's less expensive. It's less nerve-wracking. What happens is then they will send you an email where you can upload that QR code to your phone and then you have it. And what I've been telling my friends and fellow travelers is what I do, and I have traveled, I think we counted 6 or 7 times during the pandemic internationally. What I do is I go to the front desk of my hotel, resort, wherever I can get somebody who will have access to an email and a printer, and I ask, can I email this to you, and would you print this for me? And then I had it in paper form. Because my comfort level was that one of the times that I did have to take a negative COVID test or take a test and it was negative, I had it on my phone, and what ended up happening was what all they care about when you're checking in is looking at that date. And so you know how on your phone you have to kind of move your fingers around and look at that document that they sent you, that or whatever. I was struggling to find that date, and it was up in the corner, and we finally found it. But that gave me reason. That was like on my second time traveling internationally, gave me reason to feel like if I can get that thing hard printed, I feel better about that. When are you traveling?
We're going to be leaving in about a month, coming back on Mother's Day.
Okay. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for you and all the rest of the people that are listening and all the rest of the people that aren't and are still going to travel and hope that that requirement is removed by the time you travel.
Okay. Just one more quick question on this. The one we are looking at is called the Optum store. That's where we're looking at getting it. They said yep. they're a little bit cheaper than the other ones.
Sure.
They include the telehealth thing. Is that a reputable site? Do you know?
Yeah. What kind of dollars are we talking here, Jan?
About $70 yeah. for the test. They give two tests in a box just in case one of them flubs. And it's $70 for the test. If that includes the telehealth thing.
Yep. So I would have that with me, and I would still probably do a test if it was accessible to me. All the pharmacies throughout Europe are practically available to give you a test. So are you staying in an Airbnb? Are you staying at a resort? Or a hotel? Where are you staying?
We are taking a bicycle cruise around.
Here's the other thing. You booked that with a tour company, I'm guessing, like Backroads or something like that. Okay. They will also assist you. They're not just going to leave you high and dry and say, now you're on your own.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So, I would have as many contingency plans as in place. Dayton will tell you, he's probably sick of me saying, you have to have contingency plans and you have to be flexible. If you're going to travel in the next 6 months, you need contingency plans and you have to be flexible.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
We're cool. Okay. So, but at least you're good with that test. And then thank you for the information about the pharmacy. I never considered that.
Oh, absolutely. And it'll be far cheaper. And so you've got the kit. And maybe look at the expiration date and maybe use it another time. I'm not sure. But there's all kinds of ways around that. And I know it's the thing that is giving Americans the most anxiety. And it's the thing that should be the least, you should be worried about the least. And now that I found out you're traveling with a tour company, I even feel better about it. I know they are going to give you assistance.
All right, Jan, have a great trip. Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate that. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. When we come back, a question from Judy in Milwaukee about Aruba. Isaac better have some Beach Boys queued up, ready to go when we get back on the Fox World Travel Show. It's WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
That Isaac is so good. Isaac in the producer's booth waiting to take your calls on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. And Judy in Milwaukee's been holding on with us. Thank you for that. What is your question about Aruba?
Well, at the beginning of the show, Rose mentioned something about cards or papers you needed.
Yep, there's a form you have to fill out.
Okay, does it apply for, we're going there in December with a cruise, and Aruba is one of the port of calls. Would that also apply to those on the cruise ship?
Probably not. So my advice to you is double, triple check. Your cruise line will have information on that. I have had some situations or heard of situations where some people have, some ships have been skipping ports now because they've changed their rules midway through what we thought was accurate. Mm-hmm. By the time you travel in December, I don't think that's going to be the case anymore. So at this point in time, I believe for both the form and your Aruba insurance, that's mandatory. I believe that's for people who are arriving and staying, not people who are on a cruise ship or transiting through Aruba.
Okay, because there was nothing through the cruise line that we saw.
Then,
it's through Royal Caribbean.
Yep.
And my other question is, I have someone that I really want to travel with me, but they are afraid to get on airplanes. So is there like a airplane school or something to take the anxiety or fear or get them used to flying a plane? I said, because you're never going to get anywhere if you don't get on a plane.
Okay, there's two suggestions I might have. One is to first see their physician. I don't know how they feel about things like that, but we have family members who are not good travelers but do not want to stop traveling or never travel just because of that. And their family doctors were able to give them a very, very mild prescription that will curb their anxiety. And the other thing I would do is I searched briefly when I saw your question pop up, and I don't see it, but I would maybe do a little bit of research. They used to offer fear of flying classes at Mitchell Field.
Yeah, okay.
That might help as well. But I think if you Google it, you'll find some. But I actually have some friends who are in the travel business who have anxiety about flying and have a little pill that they take.
You don't want to go the full Mr. T route from the A-team and knock them out completely, though?
Well, I'd like that. Some of my friends say, I take one of those pills, have two glasses of wine, I'm perfectly fine. So I don't know if you should be mixing drugs and alcohol. That sounds like a dangerous combination. But I do know that even if you check with your physician, they may know of somebody that has some kind of a situation for you. But I do know, back to what I really remember from way before the pandemic, there were classes held at Mitchell where they let you get on an aircraft so they could say, see this big door is going to shut, this is what's going to happen, this is the seat you're going to be sitting in, that kind of a thing. So give that a try and see what you can find out. And maybe Dayton people know that are listening to the show that where they can get fear of flying classes and maybe help out with that. So stay tuned, Judy. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy Aruba. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Let's jump quickly to Gary in Delavan. Good morning, Gary. What's your question?
Good morning. Thank you. We have round-trip tickets from Mitchell to Jacksonville, Florida, to visit our son, who is stationed in the military there. And plans have changed. As you know, the military, change plans.
Sorry about that.
So we have to cancel.
Yep.
We're scheduled to leave here on Tuesday. And they're Delta, this is on Delta, and they're mentioning e-credits.
Yep. So what'll happen is the E stands for electronic, Gary. So back in the old days, they would have issued you a paper certificate. It was an MCO, miscellaneous charger, that looked like an airline ticket, but it was good for the value of the ticket to use with some restrictions. Typically, it's within 1 year. You have to pay the airfare difference, but you don't have to pay a penalty. So when you go to Delta Airlines, once you've made your cancellation, you can put the e-cert, they call it, electronic certificate, e-cert, in their system, and you can see how much it is and how long you have to use it.
Okay, very good. We will do that, and I think there should be no problem. They do say we have a year.
Yep, the airlines have been very smart in being extremely generous with regard to cancellations and have, in almost every case, remove the penalties from these tickets so that people can make changes without being hit with a big penalty. They used to be $200 to $250 to change these tickets. And so good luck with you. If you have any trouble with it, you can always give Delta a call and they can look it up as well.
All right, Gary. Thank you very much. We do need to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Let's say hello to Jasper Appleton. Good morning, Jasper.
On the road again. Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 on a dreary Saturday morning, a high of 44 today, currently sitting at, 36. So not pleasant like it was a couple days ago, but that's okay.
That's okay because it's spring in Wisconsin.
That's right. Yeah. It is a Fox World Travel Show. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. But we have somebody on the WTMJ hotline. Who would that be?
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
What voice is that I hear?
Hey, it's Colleen from Fox World Travel.
Well, you've got some pretty exciting news.
You know, it's like Christmas time to me, I'm telling you. It's been so long to that I've been up in this wonderful state of Alaska that I can't wait to announce our 2023 Alaskas, which we basically did this week on our Onstage Alaska program with Holland America. Now I'm advertising to the world.
So instead of our 100-plus people on the event last week, Tuesday, we got about 50,000 listeners, Colleen. So what would you like to tell these 50,000 listeners?
Well, first of all, I want to mention that 2022, you and I are both getting up to Alaska along with our colleagues. We're taking a little over 450 people this year to Alaska. And I have about a handful of seats left. So if anybody's really desperate to get up to the great state of Alaska, the last frontier, give us a call and we'll see what we can find for you yet this year. But even more exciting is that we do have almost 500 seats ready to go and to sell for Alaska 2023. So similar to Apple getting their charters out quicker than ever, this is the earliest, I think, Rose, that we've ever started our sales with Alaska.
Yeah, so many of you know that Colleen and I used to hit the road about the last week of August, and we would do every city that we had a branch office in. So that meant we did big shows in Milwaukee. We did big shows in Green Bay, in Appleton, in Sheboygan, in Fond du Lac. Well, we're not quite back to in-person shows yet. We're trying to keep our customers safe and our staff safe. So we're doing them virtually. So we don't have the wherewithal quite yet to go out and see you all in person, which Colleen and I would love to do. But you can start talking about 23. And Colleen, what do you predict travel to Alaska is going to be like in 23?
I think it's going to be very strong, only because there's some pent-up demand for it because we haven't been able to go up there for the last 2 years. It's also a part of the United States. Canada has opened its borders to cruise ships now, so we are on our way. I think we are going to sell out very quickly. And I am excited that I was able to put together six different tours throughout the summer season, which is June through August. We've got three that are doing 15-day tours where it's a 7-day land and a 7-day cruise on the Inside Passage. And then we've got three tours that are very unique, and they go into the Yukon Territory, high in historic gold rush history. That do a 7-night land package and then a 4-night cruise. You can kind of test the waters. So that's kind of like a pun, I guess. Test the waters on a smaller 4-night cruise. And it hits all the right bells and whistles of the Inside Passage, doing Glacier Bay and some neat ports of call. But we've been tweaking these tours for over 20 years, and I think we've got them down to perfection now.
I agree. And so here's what you do. If you are listening to this and say, wait, I didn't know anything about the virtual webinar, what are you talking about? You can go to our resources page. You can click on Vacation Travel Shows and Events. You will see the virtual Onstage Alaska with Holland America. It says, just missed it. Here, view the recording. So you can see Colleen, myself, and Kaylee, one of our favorite journey hosts from Holland America, telling you about Alaska in general. Then Colleen and I jump in and we tell you about the vacation groups that we're taking out for 23. And Colleen, on that recording, they can learn about some pretty outstanding offers that are going on right now, but they have to book by what date?
They have to book by March 31st. So it's got a few days yet left on that. But what it is an on-stage offer. Depending on which departure you pick and which cabin category you choose, it's a variety of shipboard credit, which is onboard spending money, and then also Denali dollars, which is fantastic. You get gift cards when you're up in the park area to use for excursions or for restaurants. And then if you're going into the Yukon, they also include Dawson dollars. So again, some neat gift cards that'll get you some free perks. And just like all of our groups, we have some excellent prices and so many neat additional things that you're not just going to get from any travel agency. Holland America is fantastic to work with, and I've known them for years, and they're like, hey, let's throw this in. I'm like, hey, cool, let's do that. So we got some neat surprises and really cool amenities for next year as well.
So the way that you find out about the 2023 is to go to our website under travel, look for vacation travel, and under that you will find Fox Group Vacations. You have to scroll all the way down to the very bottom, and you will find all six departures that Colleen has mentioned, one of which is my trip, which is August 13th, one of which is Colleen's trip, which is July 30th, and then another one with Colleen on June 13th. So you've got three Alaskas going on for 2023.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. I can't wait to get back up there. And the neat thing about it too, Rose, is that we're doing some double buses so we can take some nice large groups, and we're going to just overflow Alaska with our beautiful red jackets, which is part of your perks. You get this gorgeous, perfect for Alaska weatherproof jacket, and they're very well known up there. We're kind of famous. And as Rose said, save the best for last. We're at the very bottom of our webpage under Fox Group Vacations.
And so, again, we know these are going to fill up. We know people have a great deal of pent-up travel wanderlust that they want to fulfill. And some of them have moved their Alaska trips up to the top of their bucket list just because, you know what, I'm not going to go anywhere outside the U.S., but this is still, of course, a state. And so any parting words, Colleen, other than pick up the phone? The advisors are there from 9 to noon, 866-GO-FOX-GO.
Yeah, that says it all. I wouldn't wait. There's some great cabin availability right now. If you want to get exactly what you want, now's the time to book. And do it when you get free stuff. It's the best time to book.
Yeah, we love free stuff. We love free stuff.
Exactly.
So thank you, Colleen, for jumping on and helping me let the listeners know about the great news that we have got 2023 groups up for sale now.
You're welcome, Rose. Great to hear from you, Dayton.
Yeah.
Isaac, we'll see you guys soon. Thanks,
always good
guys,
hearing
guys.
From you. See you, Colleen.
Bye-bye.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We just got done hearing about Alaska with Colleen, so let's bust through some phone calls here. Let's go to Joe in Waukesha. Good morning, Joe. What's your question?
Good morning. Good morning, Rose. Great to talk to you. It's a real honor. Listen
well,
to this show
you.
For many years. I wanted to ask a question. Our family, my brothers and sisters and their spouses are going over to Ireland in June. And one of the questions we've been talking about getting insurance, travel insurance. And we found something that we like, but we wondered when do you purchase that? When would you recommend they actually purchase the insurance?
Well, in many cases, your insurance has to be purchased within 14 days of making your deposit if you're trying to cover pre-existing conditions. My guess is we've passed that window of opportunity for that.
Yeah, okay. We already put some money down for that, but the final payment, I think, is due in April, something like that, sometime in April, late April. So would we still be able to do that within
yeah.
the window now?
Yeah.
I mean, should
yeah.
we get it now?
Yep. Well, you can yeah, buy okay. travel insurance anytime. And all that would then mean is that you lost the opportunity to cover an existing condition. So as an example, somebody's been treating for diabetes, somebody's treated for a heart condition, anything that is a pre-existing condition that prevents you from traveling is therefore then not covered for cancellation purposes. The number one reason people buy trip insurance prior to the pandemic is for cancellation, because once you make that final payment, if you're working with a tour operator, you're working with individual components and you're individually booking all of these and putting money out for each one of those, all of those things are going to have some kind of penalty on them. And so that's what you're buying that insurance for. In addition, now people are very, very concerned about their health coverage. In Ireland, of course, there's socialized medicine. And so you have to figure out first of all, does my health insurance cover me while I am traveling outside the United States? The answer to that is often no. And then to find out how to cover yourself, there is a policy included in that policy that you bought that will provide for you not only medical coverage, but will also give you something that we at Fox are very, very high on, and that is medical evacuation insurance. Some of the policies on our website that you might look at, which is Travel Guard, and if you go to our website under resources, there's a way you can get a quote without even actually having to buy it, will give you up to $500,000 worth of medical evacuation insurance. What that means is I got hurt badly. I don't want to get patched back up in Ireland and then stay here to recover. I just want to go home and get the surgery I need, get my bone reset, whatever it might be. It will give you some medical evacuation insurance as well. The other perk about the AIG or Travel Guard insurance that we offer on our website is that a concierge service comes along with this policy. Many people buy this insurance, if you can actually believe it or not, for that perk alone. They like the whole cancellation thing and they like the fact that they've got health insurance. But what they like to do is use that concierge for things that might happen outside of normal business hours. We also have had customers who have told us they use that concierge service to make restaurant reservations, to make theater reservations, to get tickets for things that are sold out, that these people have lines to various concierges throughout the city that you're visiting and can sometimes do that. And they're there 24/7. So if something happens outside of business hours and you can't get a hold of your travel agency or the tour company, they will answer the phone and they will get the ball rolling.
Did you get all that, Joe?
That's wonderful.
That's a lot, because I would never travel without travel insurance. I know so much about it because I'm so passionate about traveling with that travel insurance.
Yeah, very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I was taking notes as you were talking.
So all right.
Thanks so much, and thanks for all you do with the show. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thanks, Joe. And if you want to hear all that again, the podcast goes up when?
Usually sometime during the day tomorrow.
Okay.
Isaac is so wonderful. Our producer, who's putting some wonderful music out there for you, sends it to me. I send it to marketing. They clean it up a little bit and they put it on our website and you can find it there.
There you go. The Fox World Travel Show's on WTMJ. One segment left. Get your calls in 855-616-1620.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Unlike Devontae Adams, she's still with us. Rose Gray, Dayton Kane, taking the final segment here of the Fox World Travel Show. 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Let's go over to Frank in Vernon. Good morning, Frank. What's your question?
Yes, good morning. I've got a travel insurance question also. I'm putting together an anniversary trip for Christmas time of 2024, and I'm renting condos for nine of us in St. Croix, but through VRBO. And I've been wondering, to get travel insurance, can I get that through you to cover the condo and the flights and cancellation and the health thing?
Yep.
And do I layer it as I buy?
No. So what you're going to do is, the best advice to do is gather up all your information and find out exactly where you are right now and what you are estimating your total is going to be. You can get that started, because once you book that verbal property, you know what's going to happen. You're already going to get some cancellation penalties if you cancel. So what you can do is cover that first, because you can't buy your flights, as I'm sure you're well aware, until 330 days in advance. So what you're going to do is you're going to buy that policy for everybody. And have you deposited on your accommodations already?
I did half down on one of the condos.
Okay. And are there some cancellation policies in place already? Yep. Yeah. So
I could cancel up to November prior to that and get full refund this time.
So what you want to do is, once you get to that point where you're starting to run into penalties, is that when you want to buy that insurance. So you can go to 866-GO-FOX-GO anytime. Just talk to somebody and they will basically open up a file for you, and they'll cover what you have to cover first. As you start adding things to it, meaning flights or excursions or anything that might have a penalty to it, you can let that person who booked that know, and they can upgrade your policy as you go along.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Very good. It's like layering.
Yep.
Is what I call it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Beautiful. And is there anybody that, and I call that number, ask for anybody that specializes in insurance?
No, everybody at Fox has to know this stuff. So it's required that we know this stuff. So anybody can help you with that.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Frank. Have a good weekend. Let's go over quickly to Rudy in Franklin. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning, Rose. Thank you. Thank you so much for hosting this show. You do a great job. Question. So you mentioned that that Apple Vacations has announced that they're doing an ANV or charter vacation from Chicago starting in January.
Yeah.
Well, should that then be interpreted as they will likely not offer a charter from Milwaukee this December?
No, I believe they will. What they did, Rudy, is they went out and got their big markets taken care of first to their two most popular destinations, Cancun and Punta Cana. And so because they wanted to be ahead of the game, they got their contracts in place, they got their gate space secured, they got all of that taken care of for their big markets as quickly as they could. And so because that fell into place so quickly for Chicago, Denver, Philadelphia, St. Louis, those are their bigger markets. They're going to, now what they'll do is they'll start working on their smaller market, which is Milwaukee.
Okay, great. Yep. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Rudy. Thanks to everybody that called in and texted. We can't get to everybody today. It is the fastest show on the radio. It wraps up pretty quickly. Rose, tell everybody how to get in touch with you guys.
So it's 866-GO-FOX-GO. Our website is being updated all the time. So I would never just rely on what I saw last week. I would check that out and look at that. I want to remind everybody that that Apple sale is going on until the 7th of April. But if you've got Apple travel in your future between now and the 12th of December, this is the time to start that conversation with one of our travel experts at Fox World Travel. The Alaska is up for sale. You don't want to forget about that as well. Anybody can take your calls. We are open today, 9 to noon, and then every Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Awesome. Money Talk coming up next. It is WTMJ. Thanks for listening this morning.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.